Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah. America. Geez, that was really hard to figure out. Check this out. Tonight, we're going to be broadcasting live from a basement somewhere on Capitol Hill in downtown Denver, Colorado, for those who aren't aware. My name is Doc Bonnie. I like to do drugs. Not harsh drugs, but good drugs. Oh, man. Whew. Well, everybody, this is the first installment of Tiny Ant versus the Literary Underground. Being as though I am the only member of both, I'm going to give you a little insight to what we like to do. Literary Underground is a team of individuals stationed all across these great United States. And we read, and we write a lot. Like, a lot. Like a little ridiculous amount. We all have come together in the past few months and said, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to make things legit as possible. And this is Michelle McDonald, of course, the lovely warrior princess of the whole literary underground. Xena, if you will. Franklin Metropolis, who does a Draconian vampire tunnel is closed for repairs, which is always a hard one to pronounce. Bud Smith, I don't know what his new show is going to be called. It's going to be something great, though, I can guarantee that. Frank Reardon's Your Mother's Medicine Cabinet. Beautiful, beautiful work by that man. If I'm forgetting, there's Brian Fugere, the Smurf man. And, you know, I'm forgetting a couple. I'm not the greatest with thinking or with, actually doing too much besides pressing buttons and talking out of my ass. Tonight we're going to be playing some music, and that's probably one of my favorite things in life. And that's, well, I wish Maddie was here so she could explain some stuff. She'll be here at some point, Miss Money Johnston. She runs Tiny Amp with our very dear friend, Hunter Joshua, a.k.a. Hunter Dragon. And it's a tape label. Most labels are, you know, CDs, or I guess there's even a few, like, wax labels out there, but we here in Denver, Colorado, love cassette tapes. And you know who else loves cassette tapes? Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we have a wonderful, she's a little bean, and I love her to death. We're going to listen to her song, A Wrecking Ball. And if you can tell, I've never been a DJ before, so that was one of the worst intros ever. Let's go. On the show, you're making a jerk of yourself. Hey, America, welcome back. It's Earl Presents High Ant vs. the Literary Underground. You're probably thinking, the fuck is Earl? Well, I'll give you a little backstory behind myself. I'm an assistant manager at a medical marijuana dispensary out here in Denver, Colorado. And at our fine establishment, we carry a product called hash oil. Me and the manager have decided to start a t-shirt company. It's more so his brainchild and his name and everything. He does all the groundwork. I draw for it every once in a while. So we're going to bring him on in a little while, and he's going to tell us exactly what he envisions the t-shirt company to be. And what everything is in his mind. So, yeah. But before that, we're going to play some more music. And it's going to be by Albatross. It's called Dream. Wonderful band. Let's listen to them. Okay, dude. Thank you. plan B. That's why I went to the next song. Especially. Hey, Eric. What's up?
Having on his love ever since. For all we
find. Nope.
Nope.
We got a minute left, boy. Albatross Dream. what's up? Welcome back, guys. That is stuff. you know, that just is really, that is it. Woof! Almost dropped the phone, that was so good. Well, so I was talking about Earld, and I'm also going to talk about the world. I've got my best friend from high school will be calling in at some point, just simply because I had absolutely no idea what to do tonight. I've had a very busy week, and during this busy week, I thought long and hard at what I should do. At Whole Foods, as I was buying Dill Havarti, I thought, you know, maybe I'll look into meeting Allen Ginsberg's ghost somewhere on the corner of 16th Street Mall in downtown Denver, and he'll say to me, dude, I've just been really wanting to be on a blog talk radio show, and that's why I've been haunting the streets. It's because I had to stay up and be on top of this technology. And, you know, I really have no idea what that means. And I was really referencing Obi-Wan Kenobi when I said Allen Ginsberg. That's really what I meant. So, after all that, and that strange little rant. Oh, hold up. Oh. My gosh. Caller? Caller?
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
Is this a caller? Hello? Hello? Caller. Caller. No.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Are you here? You're live. Caller. Sorry, America. We're trying here. Caller.
Can you hear me on the? Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now. Can you?
This is Bud.
Your name?
What's going on?
Oh, Bud Smith, everyone. If I had a little applause, I would. How you doing, brother?
Well, pretty good. I was just, you know, drinking some wine, and I heard you on the radio here. So call and say hello.
Hey, thank you for calling into the sinking ship, because right now it is just. It
hey,
is
what
just,
was what was that? What was that fucking crazy awesome song you were playing a minute ago?
That, sir, was Albatross, and that was their song Dream.
That's fucking awesome. Cool. I wanted to do that. Find that
awesome.
Out.
Not too sure where they come from. I don't have that written in front of me, but they're pretty bad. How are you doing, bud? How's New York City? How's the Big Apple and the bright lights?
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. Yeah, we're having a good time over here. Me and my girl having a good weekend.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of editing on a book, and she's doing a lot of design work, making stuff on the computer art stuff.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you called in. Hey, what's your new show, if you want to give us a rundown, and the people of America a rundown real quick?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm gonna do pretty much interviews, you know. I've been doing the interview thing on my Rinky Dink little blog there. And, you know, I like talking to people, so I figured I'll start interviewing people on the radio, too. What the hell, right?
Yeah, no, that's. God,
hey, listen, what's the deal with your book, man? You're putting a book out, right?
You know what? I am putting a book out. I'm glad that you said that. I forgot about that. Yeah, Galaxy.
What's going on with that?
It's going to be coming out on 4/20, and I do want to mention we have another caller, and if that other caller will please hold for just a second. It's going to be a book of poetry, about 40 poems by Clubjaw Press. I'm super excited about it. I really, Frankie Metropolis and Dustin Holland approached me whenever we had our little show out here, and they were like, hey, we want to put some stuff in your book, or put a book out of your stuff. And I was like, yeah, please. But yeah,
I'm psyched about that. What are you going to call it?
Galaxy versus Sabretooth.
Well, badass, man. You couldn't have picked a better title or a better day to put it out.
Yeah, I used to email this old version of Galaxy vs. Sabretooth to a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just kind of, it exists, it it stuck for years. And I don't know, what a better time than now. I'm going to bring on this other caller just for fun. I don't know who this is. Other caller?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Is it the,
oh, shit.
Is this the Trinity right now?
It is. It is three quarters of Quadmigo, I believe, is what you could call that.
But Frankie Metropolis. Frankie Metropolis, but Doc Bonnie. Frankie Metropolis, but.
This is like trouble right here. I mean, this is trouble with like capital Z's, and you know. I mean,
that's awesome. I'm glad that both of you guys called in too, because I, you know, I thought I had a bunch of content just up in my head, but then you get into the battle and the thick of things, and you start looking at the brick walls and the lights, and you start thinking, you know, maybe I really don't have that much to talk about.
You could just scream for an hour, you know?
Yeah. I'd love to do I do that all the time, is just
scream.
I scream Galaxy versus Sabretooth all the time on my shows. Yeah.
I guess I could read poetry. That would be.
Yeah, you go to that concert,
actually,
right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be too egotistical and just have a show of me doing me. Ah, man.
Yeah.
But then again. But Frankie, how's Albuquerque treating you? Did you like that first song, by the way, of some of Albuquerque's own?
I did, actually. I was calling to talk about that. I didn't catch the name of the artist, and I was like very curious about that.
Javelina. She is a Tiny Amp recording artist. So.
And if she's in Albuquerque and she's playing anywhere, like, I want to know, because I want to go check that shit out. Most definitely.
Yeah, no, we will definitely, we'll get some kind of something set up on the interwebs that will tell people things.
Gotta love the interwebs, man.
The interwebs are incredible. They're just.
Well, I got to tell you guys, like, I'm thinking about Albuquerque, and, like, I remember the, you know, of course, the moment that the three of us were sitting in Chama River, and we really were talking about a bunch of stuff. But, like, the cool thing about it was we were hanging out with, like, a really great novelist, and I had no idea how great she was at the time, but I'm reading Homegirl right now by Ryder Collins, and I was wondering if I could, like, share a little bit of this with you guys.
Yeah,
and,
please do. Writers. Awesome. Yes, please, go ahead.
Hell yeah. This is a real quick chapter. This is chapter 10, and this is the best part of the book. Like, she takes a moment to stray away from the story and talk to the reader directly, or indirectly, as it were. Look, I know you and I aren't on the same wavelength. You watch America's Got Talent or some shit. You've never worked food service. You tip like a cheap bastard because of it. And you've never been properly laid, ever, no matter how hard you wished. And by you, I don't mean you, of course. I mean that imaginary you out there somewhere, that you that just doesn't get it, that's never been properly fucked or even drunk wrestled. Because that you, not you, but that one you out there somewhere who shops at Trader Joe's unironically and enjoys the clanging bell they ring and even knows why they ring that fucking bell, that you's never tried to get laid properly. That would make you a perv, especially if you tell your husband slash wife slash nanny slash office boy slash babysitter slash crossing guard that the old-fashioned deep-sea diver suit is what does it for you. You know, the one with the round helmet that screws on, it's like Frankenstein undersea. Homegirl feels like Frankenstein sometimes, and sometimes homegirl's felt like she was fucking Frankenstein. That's why she's narrowed it down to two guys who don't remind her of reanimated corpses, Punk Boy and Rich Boy. But this was all about you. Have you ever had a Punk Boy? Have you ever had a Rich Boy? Yaha, deedle, deedle. Homegirl doesn't care about money, and homegirl doesn't care about hygiene so much. I know you do. I know you spent the last hour cleaning your bathroom, collecting the hairs from the bathtub drain, scrubbing the soap from the sink, wiping the piss and blood and cum from around the toilet bowl, all the while pretending it doesn't exist. And that's why I worry about you. And that's why you'll never be a part of homegirl's world. Not until she realizes how much the body can let you down. Just wait. I know you know. That's it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's sick, right?
Yeah, we
had a lot of fun with her out there in Albuquerque, you know, just sitting around on the porch and, you know, drinking beer and hanging out, you know?
Yeah. She's a really, down earth, she was actually the first one that was out here. And we went to the Blackbird, myself and Lindsay Thomas and Miss Ryder Collins' homegirl, and God damn. Like, I had no idea. Like, I had never read this book. And what was really amazing about this book to me is, and I thank her for this very much, but she had told me that the very first thing that was ever published of this book was at the meth lab. She published the very first thing.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, and she turned it into a fucking novel, man. And that made me feel really fucking good. She even gives us the acknowledgement in the book. And I was like, fuck yeah, you know? Like, just knowing that we were on the right path once, which I feel like we all are at Tiny Amp Records and at Literary Underground, respectfully, that I feel like we're all on the right fucking path right now. And see, like, people like Ryder out there really doing some great shit, like Homegirl, man, just makes the heart swell, you know?
Fuck yeah. Shout out to Nuwama Flamingo, too, on top of that.
Fucking most deaf.
Meth Lab, that was one of those first things that got me thinking, like, yeah, I can write, like, talking to you, Mr. Metropolis, definitely got me into the zone, especially that night that you're referring to, bud. That was, like, the night that I realized, man, this is, like, life. This is actually, I'm going to be writing for the rest of my life, and these are going to be people that I'm going to be writing with for the rest of my life. Really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool moment, and I'm glad that it has been recreated somehow for our listeners across America. We love you, America.
Most def. And that's only a portion.
Yeah.
It's like a small portion. It's a sliver.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so pick it up, but, you know. Everybody look up that Homegirl and buy that book.
Fucking
hey.
Better get Homegirl. Honest Publishing.
Go support Honest Publishing. Go support Honest Artists. Go support artists in your area, local, anybody's local food. That's art in a sense. Local, just support your local scenes. Everybody, please.
Please.
Bud, do you have anything you'd like to read, perchance?
Yeah, I could read something, I guess. I don't want to eat up all your time here. You got other callers or anything?
Oh, no, not right now. We've got an hour left, and we just got a few songs. So we're, let's go read some stuff.
All right, well, so I'm gonna do a poem that I'm trying to memorize shit and actually kind of perform stuff now rather than read off the paper for these readings and stuff.
Nice.
So I'm gonna try to do this one from memory. Might get a little improv-y, and I don't know. This one's called Lightning Box, and basically it's just a gaggle of bad advice from a poet. All right, this is Lightning Box. Keep eating Chinese food, getting drunk, necking, prank phone calling radio stations, ringing doorbells, running, bite your wintergreen mints, throwing sparks in the dark. Stay young, stay feral, stay oblivious. Get a car, burn up all the gas in the world, till there's no more gas or no more world. Interrogate the girl, sitting alone in the laundromat, watching the machine spin, until she confides in you, the secret to life is soap. Ask questions to the man at the bus stop with the missing limbs. Where did he leave them? Are they still there waiting? Intercept secret-coded messages slipped between full-color junk mail glossies. Decode it all. Get back to me. Tell me what it means. I'm distracted by the Cheez-Its, the Cheetos, the steak dinner prizes whispered on the wind. Keep calm. Keep hope. Keep a list of times, places, and dates. Keep annual receipts. Keep quotes. Keep photocopied printouts of all the gemstones and all the flowers, all the instances of anatomy and how they've occurred between you and me. Send money, send love, great heights. Settle in, smash bricks, dream right. Keep saving marshmallows for last. Enjoy them after the cereal. Or, if you want to live right, eat the marshmallows, fuck the cereal.
I love that line, send money, send love, send money, send love, great heights. And, like, I love the intonation in your voice when you say, how you change that when you say great heights. Like, I gotta be honest with you, like, when I hear that shit, when I first heard that poem, like, that one phrase, like, stuck with me for, like, days, man, like, really. And it kind of sneaked into my reading at Denver, I think, to be honest with you. I kind of accidentally mimicked that. So, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I'm starting to really love this poetry stuff, you know. It took me a while to warm up to it. A lot of, you know, there's a lot you can put in this such a little space, you know.
Yeah.
Heard that. Good times had by all.
Yeah, speaking of, I want to just say I read a poem by Christian Alvarez today that was very short. I think it was called, like, 27J or something like that. If you guys know who that is, check that out, because it is a phenomenal poem. Very short, very right to the point. It's really nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
Just shouting out to that.
But, cool, yeah. Christian's a cool guy. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he is. He is. California somewhere, wherever that is, that escapes me.
That dude's like all over. I swear to God, like, he's in a different fucking place, like, every time I talk to him. It's weird.
Yeah, as a lot of us in the writing community tend to be. But
mm-hmm.
Are you taking any trips soon? Can you be seen at any? I know, weren't you just in L.A.?
I'm going to L.A. This upcoming weekend. There's
going to
be a reading.
You're going to
for, yeah, there's going to be a Uno Cuto reading at a gallery in L.A., so I'm going out there for a few days, hanging out, meeting up with, you know, some California friends and some Uno Cuto people, you know, Uno Cuto or robots, whatever, flying in from different places, you know. It's like a trick, you know, you get all your friends to fly in one place and then you all just get drunk. You call it.
It's some kind of magic trick, definitely.
Yeah,
it was one of the best ones that can be performed.
Yeah, great. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully I get to party with you guys some other times this year. You know, I'm getting.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about
getting
the
Lancy party up, you guys.
I'm thinking about getting a 420 show together out here to celebrate the book launch. Talking to a few people about doing that, and that's in a couple months, so, you know, maybe that. And then I'm still planning on coming out to Brooklyn in May, and I've been talking to a guy who, he lives at a art collective out there, so maybe we could get something set up, do a reading out in Brooklyn in May. But if you're down with that, after your wedding, of course. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I'll still have my tux on. I'll just show up at the art collective house, you know, in my tux, and I'll do a performance. It'll be performance art. I'll be meet and beat up by a bunch of police officers.
There you go. Yeah, no, it'll be like the classic 90s movie. Classic 90s movies. Well, I think we're going to play some more music. I think I'm going to have an interview come on. But when is your show? When is your show come on next, Mr. Smith?
It's going to be Tuesday at 7, Eastern time. So whatever that works out for the rest of you Earthlings.
That's 6 Central, 5 Mountain, and 4 for Pacific, everybody.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, we'll see what happens. There's going to be some interviews. And I'm going to try to get my friend, wonderful poet, come on and read, Heather Dorn. She's supposed to come read some stellar shit, and I'll just be interviewing some people. It'll be fun stuff.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
I think I'm going to be delivering pizzas. I'll try to call and do a small poem in the midst of delivering pizzas, if you're all right with that.
Yeah, or just call up and tell me about the pizza. Tell me what kind of pizza you have.
I will. Hopefully it's some extravagant, like, Alfredo meatball with chicken and bacon or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, man, always a pleasure talking to you, too. All right.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, bud. And
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, anytime. I'll call you on Tuesday, I guess. Blog talk style. All right, buddy.
Later on.
Bye, later. All right, wow. Bud Smith and Frankie Metropoulos, unexpected guests of Tiny Ann versus Literary Underground, presented by Earl, or flip that around. Next round I'm placing Baxter Roy Long in What Becomes Without. I'd like to shout out to Money Johnson for putting this mix together, being ever so talented as she is. Baxter Roy Long.
Come up with some questions that you want me to ask. Thank you.
Ghost.
What's up, man? Well,
not much, dude.
Sam, I want you to know right now that you're live with America. What do you want America to know?
Sean White's going for his sixth gold medal in a row. He's going for the sixth Peter's X Games. Never been done before. I highly support his career. And I'm taking notes for my Vermont trip coming up in a week.
Wow, yes. Yes, to Vermont.
I'm also
right?
a 6 foot five senior at Rutgers University. I play quarterback. And I'm 32 TDs to only 16 at picks. I know 16 is a little high, but I do what I can. You know, conference is weak. What can I say?
Absolutely incredible. Incredible stats. I just, you know, that is phenomenal. How does it feel being in your senior season after, you know, everything you went through, your redshirt freshman year and your sophomore year? I mean,
well,
everybody
it's definitely
knows
been an emotional, definitely been an emotional roller coaster, you know, up and down. I got a late hit on me after a delay game. Broke my collarbone, which was really rough, but I'm back in the game doing what I can and, you know, just trying to stay in shape.
Oh, my God. I want America to know that that was all fabricated. It's not true. Sam is actually a manager for American Locker Company at Disneyland Orlando. Sam, would you like to tell us a little bit about Disneyland Orlando? This is 100% truth, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, not really.
Fair enough.
Disneyland is Disneyland, and that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, Disney World. I forgot. I was previously at Disneyland. Now I'm at Disney World, and it's a big
oh,
Disney
yeah,
family.
Yeah.
Out
sorry,
there.
Disneyland is Anaheim, which I lived on a blow up mattress in Sam's front room in Anaheim, California, for a 6 month period. I'd like to thank Sam again for that. Thank you, Sam. Being so
great, great 6 month period of my life. Shout out to Tony's Coffee.
Yeah, shout out to Cafe Buns and Tony Stark Enterprises above all,
and,
really. And the Fortress.
Thank
Solitude.
You,
Fortress of Solitude.
Thank you, McDreamy, for keeping Tony's alive.
Yeah, amen. So Sam, what did you think? When I called you earlier about 45 minutes ago and was like, hey, I don't have any content for my brand new radio show. What did you think about your old pal from high school and, you know, how he's advanced so much in the world? Were you jealous or?
Well, once you told me that you had no content, I pretty much thought, well, that fits the script. No pun intended. But, you know, happy for you, dude. Just making moves. And making bucket lists happen.
Yeah, no, I really didn't mean to turn this into an ego trip, though. I feel like this whole thing is an ego trip, which has been
a
trip in and of itself trying to, like, deal with the ego trip. So right now, if you're not aware, audience, we're breaking down the show that you're listening to right now in the background behind it. But, yeah. Also, Sam, have you seen any good movies lately? Or have you heard any good records lately? Because you're our unofficial, now official sports guy / pop culture guy who will be hosting, who will be on the air every week if you can.
Well, I can, and I'm looking forward to it. And to be honest with you, if I had known the format of this talk show, I would have. No, I haven't seen any movies. You know, I saw Lincoln, which is the best shitty movie I've ever seen in my life, I guess. That's about as boring as possible, but, I mean, it was accurate from what I remember from 7th grade. It's about when I stopped paying attention. It's when I made my first C, and after that I figured, why?
Why? Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Speaking of California, do you remember when we made those bucket lists?
I do remember when we made the bucket list, and I think I have
to throw down yours really quick.
Yeah, you can go ahead and throw down my bucket list.
because my girlfriend was reading, going through my notebook the other day and found it, stumbled upon it, and I could not stop laughing. It starts off with a, mine's pretty standard American. Yours is a little bit different. Starts off with Black Swan Threesome, which Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis. Black Swan Threesome, Mother-Daughter Threesome, into the Chinese Finger Trap Threesome. Smoke a blunt with a political figure, climb a mountain and smoke a blunt, smoke a blunt dressed as Santa Claus while handing out joints in the middle of July, and learn a new language. Pretty ambitious. I love it.
It is quite ambitious. And the Chinese finger trap threesome will be explained in later episodes, but it needs about 30 minutes. And it's not actually what it sounds like, ladies and gentlemen. So,
I hope it is exactly what it sounds like.
Sam, I want to thank you for coming on and for agreeing to come on to future shows. That's really courageous of you, since we don't have a format. But yeah, we'll develop one, and you'll be there. Come up with some sports things to tell us next week. I was honestly going to wing it, talk about stuff that I thought was cool, but honestly, I went completely blank once we went on air. So
we'll get with it. First time, you know, first time jitters. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, pray for Sean White. You know, guess I'll catch you on the message boards, homie.
Yeah, dude. I'll see you on 4chan, bro.
Hi, dude.
All right, see you later. Man. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was Sam Ghost Dog Slam Dones Collins, based out of Orlando, Florida. Yes. And next, after this song, which is Married in Berdichev by Your Name, we're going to have the owner, drum roll please, of Earl's Apparel come on and tell us about his vision and his movement. God bless.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you really enjoyed that, because I did.
Marian Berdichev, your name.
I've also realized that at certain points, I probably should have muted the microphone during songs. You know, my bad. Hey, who's this? Who's this on the line? Is this the Earl behind Earl Presents Tiny Ant vs. the Literary Underground? Is this the...
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Joshua.
Hi. Howdy.
How are you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you? How's America?
Denver. I think America's great. I think they're enjoying everything. I know I'm enjoying everything.
That's good. I hope America's enjoying life always.
Yeah, man. We can only pray and hope. So I want you to tell everybody a little bit about T-shirt company, what you're doing with it, what Earld is.
Well, Earld is kind of, I guess we're trying to create, we're creating, or in the process of creating a cannabis culture-related streetwear company that focuses around not as, I don't know, kind of cleaner design, just like classier, more sophisticated design, not as shouting in your face as much that you smoke and that you consume cannabis, but so that way people that don't smoke can appreciate it and people that do smoke can enjoy it even more as well. So that's kind of a little bit about what we're about.
I like that. I like that so much that, of course, I help out a little bit, but not do what you do to the extent of this man does all the design work, America. He does all the packaging and shipping. How many packages are you sending out tomorrow for Earl?
We're sending out like 25, 26 packages to people.
25 packages. And you know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, America? I'm going to be eating brownies and watching VHS tapes.
We'll get everybody their stuff still. Hopefully they'll enjoy it. Our next round of shirts will be ready in about 10 to 14 days. They're up on the website now, Earld, EARRLD.com. So we've got stickers and buttons at the moment, and we're going to have a lot more stuff for more of the spring, summertime, and for around 420 during the Cannabis Cup and stuff like that. We're gonna try to make it to Champs for Las Vegas because our good friend Evan, a.k.a. Flex, who blows glass with Earl Jr. Glass. They are Earl Jr. Glass. Yeah, he's going to be competing at Champs, so we're going to try to go out there and watch him and help him out and hand out some freebies to stuff. So if anybody's out there, come find us and get some free stuff.
Yeah, shout out to Evan Tress. He's actually the first who is a.k.a. Flex, the glassblower that Mr. Joshua mentions. He's the first person I met at Richland High School, first period English class, and Leanne Mihalik's class. She's a real hottie, real hot teacher.
Good to know.
So,
hot teachers are good.
Yeah, no, they are, man. What is the main goal of Earl, do you think? Is it, you know, not only to just spread, like the culture and make it so that it's classier, but also spread knowledge and also inform the people? Because you and I both work at a dispensary out here, the same one, actually, and our clientele is very unknowledgeable and still, you know, a lot of people are kind of against some customers that we have are kind of against even smoking cannabis still. And, you know, there's still all those smear campaigns that it's like cigarettes. And do you think Earld will try to, you know, combat it?
No, yeah, exactly.
Or
there's a lot of people out there. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that, I mean, even smoke it more for the medical aspect, but don't necessarily enjoy smoking it or think it's taboo still. And I feel like a lot of, I don't know, a lot of that has to do, it's starting to shift and starting to change with the way stuff's happened in Colorado and Washington and just the national, everybody kind of shifting, like, I don't know, there's a good percentage of the population that is for legalization, so that shows that more and more people are starting to favor in that way as opposed to the other way. But I just think that there's a lot of people that are uninformed and just people that are against it because of the what they've seen from it and what they've, the like, kind of, like, I don't know, I guess everything that's come from the culture so far they're against, and so I'm just going to try to create cannabis-related apparel that's a lot cleaner and just very, I don't know, just clean and classier, so it's not as shouting in your face with pot leaves and Rasta colors that you smoke weed, so it's trying to...
Yeah, that is, generally, I feel like that is still the perception of the cannabis culture, whereas...
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I mean, not everybody who consumes alcohol is an alcoholic, and stoner kind of carries a negative connotation, so not everybody who smokes weed is a stoner. I mean, there's plenty of successful people who do it and who don't want to. I don't know, I'm just trying to create something that's related to that because I appreciate that culture and just the glassblowing culture and that sort of community. I support it, and so I want to do something related to that, but do it in a cleaner way. And yeah, we're going to have a whole line of stuff, so we'll have hats and beanies and shirts and shorts and eventually jackets and all that good stuff. So keep an eye out.
Well, right on. Appreciate you coming on, brother. I'll see you in 20 seconds.
To the moon and back.
All right, man. Take it easy, buddy.
All right, you have a good night. And America, I hope you have a good night, too. I'm really high.
Oh, man.
Get really high.
Thank you, Josh, with Earl, and thank you, America, for putting up with our shenanigans and our assault on your psyche, because we love you. All right, and now we're going to play a song by Rainbow, but it's spelled R-E-I-G-H-N-B-E-A-U. That's how they do it, America. Rainbow, Brooklyn. Oh, Brooklyn. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Never been. Well, America, this has been a really fun thing. I have just had absolutely no idea what to do. But we're in the last 30 minutes, and I've had a request So I'm going to roll with it. Here's a little Gucci Mane.
Oh, man. Goddamn Gucci Mane. That son of a bitch that fucked my girl. I'm a killer. Oh, man. Gotta watch my back. I just fucked this nigga girl, dog. And they say, Tizzy, man, she gonna kill me, dog. Damn. That's the present, man. What was the past? Rolling Caprice. Rolling Georgetown. What's the future? Lamborghini. Crown with bricks. Juice Man versus Lago on trays. Damn, found him in the project getting watched by a zombie. Gave his ass no cash, 3 grams, whole thing. Smoke it up right here. Where your tool at? Got your tool on you? Here you go, throw it on the ground. Pick it up on the ground, smoke on it. Holla at you. Get your buddy to do the rounds. Finger fuck my rounds. It's the Gucci. GUCCIMANE, period. Damn, my girl on a period. I'm finna go to foster lady. Fucking bitch. She's on a period, she don't got them on a pill. She said that Gucci let her put on all your business.
All right, we're done with Gucci, man. That was pretty fun. Yeah. Shout out to G Nasty. These are all requests. Not looked over by it. He's a loving host. 710 Earl Squad is also a request to be shouted out, thrown in there. But we're gonna get back to regular music and things that are actually good. Even, I mean, I love Gucci Mane 1017 Brick Squad, but that just doesn't really flow with the night. So back into our playlist and things that are good for our playlist. This is Foreign Land, A Year of the Dragonfly, and I can't really think of a more appropriate opening than Gucci Mane.
We'll be right back.
Year of the Dragonfly is Madeline Johnson, Mariposa, Hunter Joshua, Genre Dragon, who will be playing the next song. This is Earl Presents Tiny Ann vs. Literary Underground. It'll last 20 minutes after some crazy hijacking of sorts. America, I just want to take this time to say thank you for sitting around and listening to my dumb ass talk all night. I love what's going on right now in our little literary community, in our little literary scene. It's a very natural grassroots movement, very nonchalant. Everybody do their own thing, but simultaneously help their brother. And that's what it's all about. And we're always about having more writers and more artists join the team and the fun, getting involved in shows all around the country. I'm pretty sure the next Literary Underground event will be held in Chicago, Illinois. And with that being said, I'd like to make this next song dedicated to my lovely roommate, Alana Wolf, who is from Chicago, Illinois, and her dog, Granger, and also to Asia Bear, who is the owner of Earl Squad's dog, little teacup Pomeranian, who brightens my day in a way that I can't explain, America. She really warms my heart. But enough with that sentimental stuff. This is Hunter Dragon. They call me Fire off of The Little Prince, his newest album, which drops on the 1st of January. Guy is incredible. He is the brain of, well, half of the brain. He's half of a body of the Tiny Ant, the other half being Maddie. Together they form like Voltron. We all form like Voltron, but those two just happen to be the Tiny Ant Voltron. So, let's listen to this song, which is probably one of my favorite songs in the world right now. Technical difficulties.
Man, Hunter Dragon. Holy shit. He's quite a talented individual. Quite a talented fellow. So, the last few minutes, decided to take you kids on a little tour of my brain. What I'm thinking about the next week. Science. Science is cool as shit. I want to get into a science class, but I don't actually want to get into a science class. You know what I mean? I want to go sit in on a science class, and I've sat in on several classes around the country. For instance, about a year and a half ago, I went to the University of Virginia, and I sat in on a psychology class. And in the psychology class, they're talking about souls. If souls could be transferred, or if souls are just forever there. And that was one of those concepts that I thought was just like, what the hell? Why would you have a lecture course about this, you know, with 300 students or 150 students, whatever it was, when this is like a one-on-one thing? And two, why isn't this like a mandatory course that's taught everywhere from birth? You know what I mean? What is a soul? Is a soul what encompasses you, or is a soul ever-changing? Is it something that, you know, does it come out of popcorn? Could you pop up some caramel, some Orville Redenbacher's caramel popcorn and get Orville Redenbacher's soul out of the popcorn? Not, probably not. Would you, though, have a soul be transferred through some kind of crazy action, like a murder, something like that, or inhabit a space that was after a murder? And this is one of those questions that was posed that really made me think and really haunted me for a little while, no pun intended. But it also made me want to ask, you know, America, what do you encompass the soul? What, for the week, what do you think about? What do you think about science? Is everything simple quantum physics? Is it just a string theory concept? Or is it just, I don't know. Or is this just a crazy rant of some guy who's really, really baked in a basement trying to come up with ideas for a show? Are we still exploring what is actually a show? Is this actually a show? Or is this more of an open forum of all of us to get together and do things? Shit, I have no idea. I have no answer to any of these questions. They're simply questions that I'm posing to the universe right now. But, America, what I do want to talk about, something that I'm really passionate about, is cheeseburgers. And every week I'm going to end this with Band of the Week and cheeseburgers. Band of the Week is going to be not underground stuff that I'm listening to right now that maybe you, America, haven't been able to check out yet. And Cheeseburger of the Week, well, this week's Cheeseburger of the Week comes from the Cherry Cricket, which, yeah, you're probably thinking, oh, I might have heard of that place, saw it on television. Yeah, it's great. But guess what? It's in Denver, and it has fresh produce. Fresh jalapenos, more importantly, and there's nothing, America, like a fresh jalapeno as opposed to a pickled jalapeno. I cannot stress that enough, and people do not understand that, how important that is to a burger, that natural crunch of the fresh onion, of the fresh jalapeno. You don't want to have the sloppy bite, as I like to call it, which, you know, probably translates better in real life than radio phone, whatever you want to call this. But here at the Cherry Cricket, one of my favorite things to do, they have cream cheese. Cream cheese, they have the Cricket Burger, which is, of course, is great. But you add another burger on top of that. You add some more bacon on top of that. You add, this is a kicker. This is just getting me excited talking about it. This is why I don't even know if I can keep on with Cheeseburger of the Week. Add a little Swiss and add a little mushrooms to the bottom burger, and it creates like this aroma that it kind of gets stuck to the other bottom of the other burger, but that's got the cream cheese and the fresh jalapenos on it. So it's like these two conflicting, contracting tastes, and they're just, absolutely great. But anyway, yeah, next week I'll have another cheeseburger, another part of the country, somewhere else, because I've done a lot of traveling, America, because I love to get all up inside of you,
America. And I also like to, you know, clog my arteries as much as possible for whatever reason. YOLO, I think is what the kids are referring to as these days. Oh, man, I still, diving back into the theory of this show being a concept show of discussion, open form, this just still feels like an ego stroke to just sit here and talk. I really, you know, as I've gotten older, I've realized jobs, you know, celebrities, all of these things are brands and marketing. Every human being is its own brand at the same time being its own, like, identity fully. And just how weird of a fucking concept that is in modern society, whereas you travel to other countries and people are people. Whereas it seems like a lot of the time around here, we all get caught up in trying to sell ourselves and market ourselves and do things like that. So I think that's probably why I talk in the way that I do. So if that offends you, I'm sorry. But, you know, you got to work through things in some way. But also, I'll tell you a little back history about myself. Both my parents, Methodist ministers, growing up, and now live in the middle of nowhere in Texas and own an antique shop. See, I fucking love cooking. I don't know. I'm really not that interesting. I think a lot of people think I'm pretty interesting because of the things that I do, but I just really have urges to just go crazy. So I just follow those a lot of the time. Man, who would have thought an hour and 30 minutes was a lot of content to fill? You know, whenever you're just sitting around talking with people, bullshit, and it doesn't really ever feel like that long, but whenever you've got a big clock above you and it's like, hey, you better say something, motherfucker, or people are going to get pissed. Man, well. So the song that we started off tonight with that opened the show is from Mr. Nahman Daniels, a.k.a. Louie, from New Orleans originally, now via North Richland Hills, Texas, which is where I hail from. He's not a part of the Tiny Imp Cartel, nor is he affiliated with the Literary Underground, but he is a friend of the show. We're going to play his song Funk Ride because I fucking love it. So, and I'm the host, so this is what happens at this open forum.
We'll be right back. Oh, man. I fucking just, twist up once, listen to that shit all day. And that is not a lie at all. Very talented individual and Texan. Well, transplant Texan. But New Orleans. And also, I'd like to make a shout out to one of my other best friends, Joe Kemp, down in New Orleans, who will be on the show in the next few weeks. He's a lieutenant commander in the Marines. He's going to tell us what that life is about. We are also going to have some music in the upcoming weeks by Knowledgeable Intellect, who is also Texas-born, Texas-bred, awesome rap. Screwed and Chop music especially just throws down. That, being a Texan, is hard to overlook. We're going to have the owner of Bona Day, which is a gluten-free company based out of Austin, Texas. We're going to have a very Austin-intensive show here in the next couple weeks, being as though I am from the great Republic of Texas, with Collab and Art, who is a awesome art movement down with just, they're just doing everything under the sun. To even try and put them underneath an umbrella of what they're doing is just not fair. So I'm going to let them come on, tell everybody what they're doing, and Blossom Bennett from Bona Day. Wonderful gluten-free company. I'm going to try to get the owner of Capabello's, which is a gluten-free pasta company up here, and their director of media, Micah Krause, who is a phenomenal writer, to get come on, do an interview, talk about their food, and also his writing. We've got a lot of cool stuff planned in the upcoming weeks. This was just the Jitter Show. It's more of a test show, pre-show, pilot show, whatever you want to call it. We'll have Madeline Johnson, of course, who is the other host of this, and, like I said, the half of Voltron for the Tiny Amp Cartel. She will be a part of this, I promise. And we're going to have so much poetry, because that is what the Literary Underground is about. I'll probably read every week, but, of course, I was lamenting with all of you earlier tonight, I really don't want to get too egotistical or make this about me or do anything like that. So I'm going to get that all out of off of the table because, you know, why not? Sounds like a good subject to cover. Man, we're in the last 2.5 minutes. And, yeah, I don't know. I really appreciate you guys listening to me tonight. Really, really struggle through this and really give it all whirl and see, you know, what I could do. I found this Ryan Snellman reading, which I'd like to also point out, I imagine for some of you regular listeners, you've heard a couple of these songs, which I would love to give a huge shout out of love and respect to Mr. Franklin Metropolis for doing that and playing my friend's songs, because that means a lot to me. And I know that means a lot to them, and I know that means a lot to the DIY Underground, which we're all a part of. But this is Ryan Snellman, 42nd Rockstar reading, random.
It's fucking America.
Shit.
Yeah.
America!
Who wants to read next? Anyone want to read next?
Ryan Snellman.
Ryan
Snellman.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo!
Woo! Woo! The snail, Snellman.
Sweet surrender love, hot, tender, sweaty passion, melancholy blues.
Yeah, and I want to get Ryan Snellman involved because that dude is so fucking cool. I've met him twice. Flew out to Albuquerque, read one poem, one poem I think it was, for a minute, done. Flies out to Denver, reads that poem and then another poem the next night. Equals about a minute between the two nights. And that right there was 10 seconds. Oh, yeah. Both readers like him, Jumbo Swain, Michelle McDonald, Brian Tuget, hopefully to get some other writers. I don't want to drop any names just because, but yeah, I don't know. thanks, guys, for tuning in. I'm taking, I'm milking this all the very last second. Still in Wonderland. So, Earl presents Tiny Ant versus Literary Underground. 710 Earl Squad. Check out the Cheeseburger Nebula, Tumblr.com. That's where you can find stupid shit.